when you look around the country, urban school superintendents are usually not women. They are not usually women of color, and they are definitely not women of color who are gay. And so bringing that intersectionality to an urban school district, I really believe, you know, when we talk with students, you know, they are all of those, right? And they just really, I think it's important for people to see themselves represented in places of power. I think for staff in our system, it really is about we need to take our cues from this next generation. And, you know, that they are really steeped in equity. They are into relationships. They are a lot more accepting of and like lived experience and all those kinds of things. They like, we need to take our cues from them, and they will make us better. And I really do believe that the more that we raise student voice, the more saturated we're going to become with what's important, right? And have their voices lead us in the direction. And as adults, you know, in the system, we really just need to make sure that we are being warm and welcoming and accepting of everybody who walks through our doors. And so there's just all those efforts that need to happen. I would hope staff, you know, I've had conversations with people who get upset about some of the things that are being taught in schools. I'm like, listen, we are here as a public system. We accept all. We want to make sure everybody's visible and that they can walk through our doors and be authentic to who they are as a person. And that's really where we need to be as a system. And, you know, I think that really goes for families, too, is we want to make sure that we're accepting of all kinds of families, no matter their form. Well, this project, I think, like, every time you can make somebody who doesn't feel visible, visible, and tell their story so people can seek understanding, or, you know, to feel in some way a windows open to a life that you can have a glimpse into it and understand the humanness of everybody and how we're all connected, I think is important. And I think this book has the ability to do that, to offer these glimpses into people's lives and know that we are all connected in this humanness that we just need to see beyond the labels and see beyond all the discomfort and see beyond all the obstacles that we sometimes put in front of us that aren't real.